Enough bitching about my life.
Okay.
Let's bitch about other people's lives.
Okay.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just swell. How are you?
All right. I'm getting ready for the big Labor Day weekend celebration, whatever that might be.
Yeah, it's kind of over, isn't it? I mean, it's Sunday night.
By the time this comes out, it'll be way over. But no plans?
Yeah.
No barbecues?
No plans. No. Nope. Gonna take it easy. Relax.
Just going to be sitting there praying for Joan Rivers?
Well, you know, this could be our first episode of Celebrity Death Watch. It's very possible that she could kick the bucket while we are recording this.
Oh, we'll have to keep an eye out.
Yeah, you know, her stars are tweeting for her, so.
Yeah, what the hell does that mean? It just means that there's a whole bunch of people that kind of know her that are like, we hope she gets better.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I mean, as of an hour ago, she was still in the same condition.
Yes.
So for anybody who hasn't heard, she was having throat surgery and her heart stopped. And now she's been on life support. I mean, at what point do you just kind of pull the plug on her?
Well, I think that's what the family is trying to figure out.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to decide. It's like, okay, do we know where all the money is? Are all the papers signed? Can we do this? All right, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, some of the people that are tweeting, it's like Seth Rogen is like, I really need Joan Rivers to be okay. Why? What does she matter to Seth Rogen?
I don't know. Maybe they had a special relationship at some point.
Bette Midler, please, please let Joan Rivers pull through.
Right. Well, I mean, what if that's what really helps her?
Yeah.
What if Melissa is sitting next to the bed?
Although,
just like reading tweets to her.
And that's what brings her back from the edge?
Yes.
Sarah Silverman said, we have a gig in 2 weeks and I'm not doing it without you. You're being ridiculous. See, at least I can get behind that one. She's trying to be funny.
I don't know. That's
Not a Sarah Silverman fan?
Yeah, she's you know, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. You know. Okay. Good for her. Life goes on. Well, not for Joan. But.
So she was put into an induced coma, so like they were like, pump her full of drugs so she doesn't wake up.
Yes.
To
help with the pain.
The damage.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'm sure that if she pulls through, she won't be okay. I mean, 81, your heart stops, you lose oxygen to your brain.
Well, and she's looks like she's wearing a mask anyway, so but she's probably loving it because, you know, she says any press is good press. So.
So is if she dies, that's good too.
That's good too. That's good for Melissa.
Okay.
I'm serious. That's really how she looks at it.
Well, okay.
So, you know, sad, very
in
sad.
In the myriad of people that you've met in your career, did you ever meet Joan Rivers?
I was close to her. How's that? I didn't meet her, but I was in the vicinity.
You massaged her ass cheek? What, like?
Yes, that was it. Yes. I picked her left tit up off the ground. It was pretty bad. She was tripping over it.
Okay.
So yeah.
So
no,
you were
I have
near
never.
her, but you never met her.
No.
No.
I've never met her.
Okay.
Never met the woman. And apparently now I never will. So. I mean, you could probably replace her with animatronics and nobody would notice.
You probably could.
You know, or get, you know, somebody from Henson to stick his hand up her ass and just operate the mask.
You just get a... What was the name of her character in Spaceballs? Dottie? Was that her name?
Oh, wasn't she like Ultra Maid or
no,
something
she,
like that?
She was like the C-3PO of...
Yeah, but didn't she turn into a maid with a vacuum cleaner at the end?
No, that was the big ship. Have you never seen Spaceballs?
Yes, I've seen Spaceballs.
It's been a long time then, because that's nowhere near the plot.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Yeah, it's like the big gold robot thing. You know, her face doesn't move when she talks. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
They just pull that out, because I'm sure that's in storage somewhere. And then that goes on to do, you know, Fashion Police.
Yes. Well, maybe that little troll from England is you know, keeping her fingers crossed, thinking she'll become the headliner of Fashion Police. What's her name? The little pig-looking woman?
I have no idea
who you're
talking
Kelly
about.
Kelly Osbourne?
Oh. Is she on there, too?
Yes.
Oh. See, that tells you how much I know.
Well... You should pay attention.
I don't think I've ever seen Fashion Police or seen her on the red carpet or do any of that stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you ever see her in her old stand-up?
I've seen her old stand-up. I saw her when she used to fill in for Johnny Carson.
Okay.
You know, that kind of stuff. But, like, this Fashion Police crap, like, when she started doing that stuff, it doesn't appeal to me.
Really? Why?
I have no fashion sense. I don't really care about fashion. Jeans and a t-shirt. That's like my thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And not like a big gold gaudy ring or something?
No.
No?
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, if I was ever in a position to where I had to go to like a red carpet thing, I'd have to go to somebody and be like, look, I know nothing about this stuff, so make it so at least I don't embarrass myself. And that would be it.
That would be fun.
I wouldn't go to you because I know better.
Why?
Because you dress me up in a big gold fucking outfit with like hammer pants and be like, oh no, this is what's in, Chris.
No?
No.
I think you'd look good. We could take care of you.
I'm not doing hammer pants.
You're not doing hammer
pants?
No
hammer pants. Stop. No hammer time.
Can't touch this. Too legit. Too legit to quit. What if we got you an actual pair of V Hammer's pants? Would you wear them then?
No.
Why?
Because even though I have no fashion sense, I know enough not to wear something that ridiculous.
Oh, see, I don't know. I think that would be funny.
I'd rather go in something like jeans and a t-shirt or jeans and a nice polo or something then put on something that's really embarrassing. Like, I'm not going to do the Trey Stone and Matt Parker thing. Or is it Matt Stone and Trey Parker? Whatever. The two guys from South Park where they went to the Oscars on acid and they were both dressed as women.
They were both dressed as, one was J-Lo.
Yeah.
They were wearing the same dresses that two women had worn to another.
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
And they were high as a kite.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
No?
Nope. I'd have to go to somebody and be like, look, something classic, something...
Something classic.
Something that's not going to get me laughed at.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to work on that.
I wouldn't even want to do a bow tie. I'd just have a regular tie.
No, you wouldn't want a bow tie and a seersucker suit?
No.
No?
And a
what about a bolo tie?
No.
One of those cowboy ties?
No.
And a hat?
No.
A 10-gallon hat. 20-gallon hat. How about that? A hat that covered your whole face.
That I might do.
That would be awesome.
With just holes cut out of the yes. hat. So that...
you look like something from Lidsville. Or the Hamburglar. That would be awesome. So we'll have to start working on that.
What was the name of the kid from the Cosby Fat Albert show that had
was it
the
Mushmouth?
Was it Mushmouth that had the thing?
I don't remember
face?
Which one it was because they all kind of looked alike. No, or was it Weird Harold?
Was it Weird Harold? See, now we're gonna have to look it up.
Well, you find that out.
Okay. Fat Albert Gang. Not that they were a gang.
Well, since we were talking about Joan Rivers,
uh-huh.
a couple of websites have been posting some of her best one-liners.
Okay.
Want to hear some?
Sure.
Okay. She said, "I knew I was an unwanted baby when I saw that my bath toys were a toaster and a radio."
Okay.
All babies look like Renee Zellweger pushed up against a glass window. Joan Collins told a reporter that she hadn't had plastic surgery. Come on, she's had more tucks than a motel bedsheet.
Nice.
Boy George is all England needs, another queen who can't dress. She's so fat, she's my two best friends.
Oh, Jesus.
I've had so much plastic surgery, when I die, they'll donate my body to Tupperware.
That's probably true. Is that it? Is that the list?
No.
Oh, okay.
I like colonic irrigation because sometimes you find old jewelry. My love life is like a piece of Swiss cheese. Most of it is missing and what's there stinks.
Nice.
My vagina is like Newark. Men know it's there, but they don't want to visit.
That's gross. Well, let's contemplate for a second. If she's had that much plastic surgery, do you think she's done her entire body? Or do you think from the neck down, she's just a pile of like, gross
skin? I think
skin?
It's from the neck up, she's done. From the neck up, she's fixed. I don't think she's had, like, you know, a vaginal refresh or the thing where they take the, you know, the can off of the sardines and try to curl it back up so it's not dragging on the ground.
That's gross.
What?
I was just wondering if she was an 81-year-old with, like, a 50-year-old's body, or if, you know, she let the body age and just preserve the face.
Yeah, possibly.
And the answer to the Cosby Kid thing is it's Dumb Donald that wears the knit cap over his face.
Dumb Donald, not Dumb Weird Donald. Harold.
No. And it's not Mushmouth either.
It's not Mushmouth. Mushmouth was my favorite. So as of 2012, Joan Rivers had had 739 plastic surgeries.
So she had to get some tightening in other spots.
I don't know. I wish there was like a list of them so you could check them off.
I mean, you can't have 700 surgeries on your face.
Oh, unfortunately... There's a rebuttal to that page. The Joan Rivers says, I haven't had 739 plastic surgeries.
Well, there you go. Straight from the horse's mouth.
Can we talk?
John.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Would you ever have plastic surgery?
No.
No?
No.
Wouldn't have anything nipped or tucked or removed or...
No.
Replaced?
I'm of the mind that, you know, my hair's starting to go gray. I'm not going to color it. If the bald spot on the top gets any worse, I'm just going to shave my head.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm not going to do a comb over. Like, just let it happen.
Yeah.
Just let it do what it's going to do. Why, would you have plastic surgery?
No.
No?
After watching years of nip and tuck? No. Never.
Even if you had an unlimited resource of money.
No, because I look like that freaking guy who looks like the Joker. You know who I mean.
Yeah, I know.
So, no, would not. I've earned all these gray hairs and wrinkles, so I'm going to, keep them.
Okay. Well, that's kind of how I feel. Okay. I mean, I don't understand the trying to stop time thing. If it would add years to my life, well, maybe. You know, if it was 2015, Back to the Future, and there were rejuvenation clinics where they could add 30 or 40 years to my life,
mm-hmm.
I would probably go do that. But not just a cosmetic surgery thing.
No, you wouldn't have your eyes tucked or your jowls done or...
No.
No? Lipo?
No.
No? No?
No.
Calf implants?
Butt cheek implants for some reason?
Butt cheek implants? None of that?
No.
Really?
I am who okay. I am. What am I going to do?
And that's all what I am.
Arr.
Oh, that's too bad. Poor Joni.
Yeah.
Poor Joni. But, you know, there are other...
You all right over there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe. There is some other big news going on this week in movie and TV land.
Which
Lots
is?
Of reboots coming our way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
Amazon is trying to revive The Tick with Patrick Warburton.
I saw that, and I would like to see that, actually.
See?
If they can get all the original players, Nestor...
I was going to say, most of them aren't working, so may as well.
Get the chick to play, what's her name? God, I can't fucking...
Yeah, American Maid.
American Maid. If they could get all those people and bring it back and do it exactly like... They had it, but with a bigger budget.
Yes,
because it's
Amazon.
A brilliant TV series,
be a
though.
Bigger budget. Do you think it is? Do you think that they would put that kind of money into it?
I don't know. They did Zombieland, so
yeah.
And, you know.
Did anybody watch it? Does anybody watch it?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. Like, I wouldn't go and get Amazon Prime just so I could watch it, though.
Right.
I mean, that's $100 a year. I mean, I could be putting that into something else.
Right. The girl is Liz Vassy.
Right, and she wound up on CSI for a long time.
Yes. She was on CSI for a while. She was in Castle in one episode.
And she was also in Dr. Horrible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's exciting.
I know my geekdom.
You do. Well, in addition to that, they're also looking to bring back a new version of The Greatest American Hero.
That I don't know
turns
about
you
that.
Off? That turns you off? Why?
Because there's something charming about the original one. It was...
Charming in what way?
What was it? It was the late 70s, early 80s? What was that?
It was like 81.
81. It was a different take on the superhero thing. You know, you had this guy given this suit by aliens, and he loses the instruction book. And a lot of it is him trying to figure out the powers and trying to get it to work. And I feel like if they did it now, they'd do the same thing that they did with, like, V. They brought it back and they tried to make it highbrow, and it didn't work. I think you just leave that shit alone.
You think so?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I mean, and that was on for a while, wasn't it?
It was for about 3 years.
So it was on for 3 years, and then they tried to spin off another one with a girl, I want to say, if I'm remembering
Greatest
my...
Greatest American Heroine?
Look up who's the guy that played it was Kit what was his name?
William Cat.
I thought, and it never went to air, but they did like a backdoor pilot for it. God, what the hell was it called? The Greatest American Heroine. You were absolutely right. In 1986. Actually, it was on for 5 years.
After. It was?
Yeah, because this says that Greatest American Hero ran from 81 to 86.
Oh, wow. Look at that. But it says it was only 3 seasons. Oh, because there was a gap in there.
Oh.
It was 81, 82, 83, 86.
Oh. Yeah, that's quite a gap.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it was The Greatest American Heroine. And I don't think it ever got past that stage, but they were trying to reboot it then.
Interesting.
So I think you just kind of leave that shit alone.
Yeah, most likely.
Because, I mean, the beauty of that was, like, the tension between, like, William Catt and Robert Culp was evident in the show. Like, you had this kid coming up and this, like, seasoned actor, and you could kind of tell that they butted heads.
Yeah.
And that's where the charm of the show comes from.
Mm.
You know, next they're going to be trying to reboot whatever they can get their fucking mitts on.
Right.
You know, next thing I'll be like Airwolf or something stupid.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. I mean, they've made the A-Team into a movie, so.
Yeah. What was the other one? Blue Thunder?
Blue Thunder.
The other helicopter
Blue
movie.
Thunder started out as a movie, and then they made it a TV show, and that only lasted for like a year.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, there you have it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, something that I'm kind of looking forward to. You ever read any of the Neil Gaiman books?
Like
American Gods?
Couple.
American Gods is coming to TV.
That'll be interesting.
Shooting in 2015 and then airing in 2016. And he says it's probably going to be on the same scope as Game of Thrones.
Is this going to be on HBO?
It doesn't say where it's going to be.
Oh.
Just says that they are set to produce a small screen adaptation.
Hmm.
Which is interesting because the book is kind of... It's a... I don't know. I don't know how they would stretch it out into a Game of Thrones kind of thing. Unless they start visiting each of the different type of gods who are abandoned on Earth. Could be interesting.
It's going to Stars.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so much for that. Oh, well. And there's a really good movie coming out this holiday season starring Kirk Cameron. You know, Kirk Cameron. It's called Saving Christmas.
About putting Jesus back in Christmas?
Putting Christ back in Christmas.
What a fucking idiot.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure that won't do very well. Hopefully.
Well, I don't know. He's got a bunch of crazies who follow him.
Well... He's done all those other movies, too. I don't know how widely received those are.
I don't know. I wonder what made him snap.
I don't think anything made him snap. I think he was always like that.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think working with that party animal, Alan Thicke, kind of...
You think he had a revelation like the little kid from 2 and a Half Men? Or one day he woke up and he was like, this is not what I was meant to do. I was meant to follow a higher power.
Yes. Oh, I didn't realize there was a reunion show of Growing Pains.
There was?
In 2004, Growing Pains, Return of the Seavers.
Oh.
Well, sounds like a horror movie.
That shows you how well it did.
Yeah, there you have it.
See, that's the thing. Like, all the stuff that was popular in the 80s, they were going to try to start bringing that shit back. Just like Full House. Just like Boy Meets World and all that other crap. And we're going to have to fucking put up with it.
Oh.
They're going to put it in slots in television where something good might be able to go there.
But in the meantime, let's watch this.
Yeah, because, oh, well, this had a built-in audience.
Well, yeah.
Fuck those guys.
Is that how it always is?
It shouldn't be. Every time they take a risk, though, something good happens. Let's not play it safe. Let's be risky.
Such as?
I mean, look at FX. Look at their lineup of television, where they've pushed the envelope and have been extremely successful. Everything from The Shield to Nip/Tuck to Sons of Anarchy to American Horror Story, like, they just push the envelope all the time.
Yeah, I would, sure.
And it works out for them. So, come on, let's try something a little risky instead of...
But what about the CW that just dusts off old superheroes?
But
those seem to do really well, too.
But, I mean, Arrow...
We've got The Flash.
Arrow is really well done, though.
For yeah.
A weekly television show that's set in a superhero realm, it's done pretty well.
Sure.
And, you know, it's not like Smallville where they just beat it to death and then they were like, all right, well, now he's Superman. You know, they seem to be full into it.
Well, then we have Gotham coming up on Fox.
Well, yeah.
Gonna be interesting to see if that survived.
That's my problem with Gotham is it's Jim Gordon taking on the Rogues Gallery. And that doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't know, unless they start showing how old is Clark Kent in not Clark Kent.
Bruce Wayne?
Bruce Wayne in this?
8.
He's just a kid.
Yeah.
So are we saying that Catwoman and the Penguin and the Riddler and Mr. Freeze and all these things were attacking Gotham prior to Batman coming of age?
Yes. That's what this is.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, I mean, from what I've read, the Riddler is Gotham's coroner. Catwoman is a kid as well.
Right.
But like the
penguin works for Fish,
right? And he's younger, but they're all coming into their own. And apparently, there's going to be somebody in every episode that might be the Joker. They're splitting his personality into separate traits and giving it to somebody, and then decide from that who the Joker actually becomes. But that's the thing; like, you don't need their backstories.
But the backstory shouldn't be taking place that far back.
No, I agree.
I mean, I think that Bruce Wayne should be 16, maybe. Or 18.
They said you're never going to see him in a Batman outfit, so.
But why do you make a superhero out of Gordon?
See, that's the thing. That's...
That's what I just can't get my mind around. It's like he's... I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
But see, Smallville originally was going to be called Gotham. And
correct.
And it was going to be young Bruce Wayne growing up in Gotham City and training mm-hmm. and doing all that.
Yes.
And what I fear from that was they were going to start introducing everybody and it wouldn't make any sense. And now this makes even less sense.
Right.
Because you're digging back and you're saying, well... They've always been there, and Batman just shows up later on to fight them, instead of Batman actually draws these people out.
Right.
So.
I just don't know what to make of it yet.
No, it's going to be one of those things we're going to have to see in order to...
I mean, they're going out of the way to bring, you know, every villain there is in the books. Yep. And the other TV shows and the movies into this show.
Well, and they said specifically that they were going to use them all because they had to license them all. So that's why we're getting the Joker. Which technically we shouldn't. I mean,
right.
He shouldn't show up until way later, but, you know, whatever.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it'll surprise us and be really good, but I don't know. I just, I don't, I, yeah, I just, I'm not sure what to expect. I want something really cool, and it better be. But I don't know why it would take, you know, how old is Bruce? I mean, Bruce Wayne is, how old is Bruce Wayne?
Which story? Which?
Well, he has a ward. So he's got to be pushing 30?
In
maybe?
Most of the movies, he's been portrayed as late 30s, early 40s.
Right, so Bruce Wayne is going to wait 32 years to come into this?
I think they're pushing that timeline, though, as far as, like, he'll disappear and then come back at, like, 19 or 20 to take up the mantle in this version and fight from, like, 20.
But are we going to jump fast forward?
I mean, I think in the animated series, he was in his early 20s when he first became Batman. But he was, Bruce Wayne was in his mid-20s, early 30s when he showed up in Chris Nolan's stuff.
And yeah.
Then, you know, Adam West, I don't know how old Adam West was in the TV show, but you know, Dick Grayson had already been there, so who knows?
Right. Very bizarre. Very, very bizarre.
You know, maybe in Gotham we'll see the circus come to town and the Robin's parents, his young kids, show up. And get to talk to Bruce or something, and you know, you'll get to see the beginning stitches of that story, and I don't know.
Interesting.
Well, since we're talking about crappy TV.
Yes.
Let's talk about that scumbag from Discovery Channel. Have you read this story this week?
Oh, God. Which one?
His name is Will Hayden, and he was on the show Sons of Guns.
Okay.
He was arrested this last week and charged with continually raping a 12-year-old girl who turned out to be his daughter.
Oh.
Discovery promptly canceled the show, removed all repeats and all mention of the show off their website.
Wow.
They gave an interview which said, given the serious and horrific nature of the charges against Will Hayden, we have decided to halt further production of Sons of Guns and cancel the series. His lawyer says, well, these accusations are completely false. However, the gun shop that he worked at has disowned him. And said they've received full legal separation as an entity from this dude. And on their website it says, with heavy hearts, we will be continuing to operate and ensure the fulfillment of new customer orders and back orders. But what really pisses me off about this guy is he was one of these guys who in these shows would talk about what a good Christian he was and talk about how he prays all the time and how he's right with Jesus. And it's like, this is why I have an issue with fucking religion.
Those are the people who scare me because they feel that they are entitled to, all they have to do is go to church Sunday and say a prayer and suddenly they're forgiven.
He's an asshole. I hope he rots in fucking jail. They had a list on the Washington Post of things that proved that, well, it doesn't prove, but shows his scary past.
Uh-huh.
And apparently he was beaten as a child and he survived a house fire and a couple other things. But one of the things I didn't know, that he was suspected of robbing his own gun shop.
Oh, that's classy.
The ATF suspected him of burglarizing his own store for insurance money. Though it seems like a rock solid alibi, Hayden gets cagey in his book. The rest of this robbery story crosses deep into dirty laundry territory. That, I guess that led to him getting divorced, and at one point he was homeless.
Mm-hmm.
He has another daughter that appeared on the show, but his 12-year-old daughter is the one that this happened to. And apparently he made a comment on the show when faced with a virgin kit, a gun that's never been assembled before, Hayden expressed disapproval. As with any virgin, I can pretty much promise you that this kit's going to end up being more trouble than it's worth. And it's like, wow. You're a fucking scumbag.
Wow. That's, Yeah, I just don't know why.
So he was picked up last week, but on August 9th, he bonded out of jail with $150,000 for alleged child molestation of somebody else.
I
hope that he goes to jail and people know who he is and why he's in there. He ends up becoming somebody's bitch.
Oh, without a doubt. Or they'll put him in solitary so that he can't be,
They need to stop doing that shit. He made that bed, fucking lie in it. Ass up. He's a douche. There's always something about him that fucking bothered me.
Well, here's another douche.
Yeah.
CeeLo, you know CeeLo.
Oh, he's, yeah, I read
now
this.
Barkley.
Yeah.
He was accused of slipping a woman in a bar ecstasy. So he claimed, well, yeah, we were doing ecstasy, which allows him to maintain his innocence because he didn't say that he gave it to her, just that they were partaking of it. But he has to perform 360 hours of community service, attend 52 AA meetings, and he's on probation for 3 years.
That's it?
Yeah.
Now, did he do anything to the girl or just slip her the drug?
Apparently they were just partying.
Well, at least he didn't like her.
The woman was no stranger to CeeLo. They had been dating for months. He flew her out to LA and Vegas on several occasions. Yeah.
Just a load of fucking scumbags.
Yes. Welcome to the world.
It's that entitlement thing. It truly is. It's that.
Of course it is.
I'm on TV. You can't fucking touch me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll slip somebody drugs or I'll rape my child. Nobody will know any better.
Right.
Disgust me as a father.
Disgust me as a human being.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, this just in. Joan Rivers still alive. Breaking news.
then we're just like CNN.
Well, yeah. What about it?
At the top of the hour, we have nothing left to report.
Yes.
Nothing new. Well.
Did you hear that there was a big revelation about Hello Kitty this week?
No.
You did not hear that? Oh, this has got like all the Japanese up in arms over this.
What?
Hello Kitty is not a cat. She is a little girl, but she is not a cat.
Okay.
And apparently, Hello Kitty is really a girl named Kitty Weiss, who's a Scorpio who loves apple pie and is the daughter of George and Mary Weiss. She has a twin sister. She's a perpetual third grader. She lives outside of London. It's like, but she's just a cartoon character on backpacks. Why does anyone care?
So if she's not a cat, then she's horribly disfigured.
Yes.
Because she looks like a fucking cat.
Well, yes, and she's got whiskers.
Yes. No, I didn't hear about this.
According to one update after this was published by the Huffington Post, update number one says, a representative for Sanrio said, "We never said she was a human. The representative never said she was a cat." So I guess we're still confused.
Hello Kitty's been around for 40 years?
Yeah. Imagine that, huh?
Holy shit.
So you've dodged that bullet so far, haven't you?
Oh, yes. So for 40 years, people have assumed that she was a cat.
Yes.
And nobody in that 40 years ever said, no, she's just a little girl.
Yes.
Why wouldn't... okay. That's fucked up.
Hey, welcome to the world. Welcome to the world.
And it's a little odd that they chose London.
Yeah. Maybe it's a Japanese thing. You know, that they find things that are more, that are very un-Japanese.
Right.
Like, they really are into, like, 1950s American culture, like greasers and stuff. So, maybe that's why.
And the independent news website from the UK, they said it's not the first time that there's been doubts raised about who or what exactly a cartoon character is. The 1990s, there was discussion surrounding Goofy. And then there's a shot of a tweet from Peanuts that says, "We can confirm Snoopy is a dog."
That's amazing what people think are important.
I know. So there's a Hello Kitty balloon in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, right?
Uh-huh.
So you would think that they would at least have said, hey, look, there's Hello Kitty. She's a little girl that lives in Britain. Not, hey, there's Hello Kitty, the cat toy from fucking Japan. That's fucked up.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
There you have it.
Aw, poor Kitty White. So misunderstood.
She'll get over it. Soon she gets some electrolysis for those mustaches and
yeah. Wow, imagine that.
Imagine that. It's fascinating.
So imagine being a fan since 1974 and coming to find
out,
40 years later, that it's a little girl. It's girls with her on her underwear going, ew, that's a little girl in my underwear.
That's kind of gross.
That's a third grader on your underwear.
Yeah. That's creepy.
Yeah.
That's very creepy.
All of a sudden, right?
Right.
Do you know there's an African-American Hello Kitty?
No.
I don't know if it's if it's official, but there is like images for an African American Hello Kitty with like an afro.
Oh, Jesus. Bizarre.
Hello Kitty mustache backpack? What? It's a Hello Kitty with a mustache. So
with one of those barbershop quartet mustaches?
Here. I'm gonna buy you
website
one of these.
One of those barbershop mustaches. Yes. If you're gonna spend $30, I'll give you a list of things that I'd want more than that, okay? And it's from the website A Mighty Girl.
Yes. There's a... I was talking to my friend at work, and we were talking about... there's a YouTuber, and I can't remember. It's like feminist something or other. And all she does is... Feminist Frequency is what it's called. And... Mm-hmm. She does all these videos that are based on sexism in games and toys and whatever. And so much so that she's gotten death threats for it. And it came to national attention because Joss Whedon tweeted saying to leave her alone. Like, you know, all she's doing is pointing things out. And but we were talking about how Lego has... try to bridge the gap between boys and girls by doing a thing called Lego Friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's just pink and purple Lego.
Yes.
Where it's designed specifically for girls.
yeah.
And,
yeah. You know, this website you sent me to is quite interesting. You should click on that link I just sent you. Because I see your Christmas gift right here.
Oh, God. Hey, Rosa Parks finger puppet.
Yes. And a bargain at $5.95.
There you go.
Now you can get Harriet Tubman for only $5.05. Okay.
I have but to
if
read.
You want, but if you want Sojourner Truth, it's going to cost you $7.95. And the quote from her is, "If women want any rights more than they's got, why don't they just take them and not be talking about it?" Oh, they have all kinds of really cool finger puppets. Eleanor Roosevelt, Zora Neale Hurston. That's great.
The 3-star ratings on Amazon for the Rosa Parks puppet is, it's a fun little finger puppet. It's not the Taj Mahal. Not for kids or pets.
Then who's it for? For adults? Do you wear it around the office? And every so often, Rosa starts talking to people who are on the back of the bus.
There's another 3-star that says, "I bought Frida Kahlo and another of these magnetic personalities, but I didn't like them a lot. They're only okay." Yeah. Well, there you go. See, you thought we were just going to find Hello Kitty mustache backpacks.
This is great. I'm going to do all my Christmas shopping here. I think this is amazing.
Actually, the prices are very reasonable.
Have you been pricing Rosa Parks finger puppets?
No, but they have a Frozen section, and since my kid's in the Frozen, I can tell you that a backpack of Elsa for $13.06 is a pretty good deal.
Uh-huh.
Unless they're charging you out the butthole for shipping. That's actually pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah. See that? We stumbled onto a gold mine.
That's amazing. Amazing.
AmightyGirl.com for all your little girl needs.
Yes.
Right, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, this just in.
What?
Joan Rivers, still alive.
Oh. Come on, Joan. You got like 10 minutes.
Come on, Melissa, pull the plug. Pull the plug.
Do you think that they would tell anybody, though, right away?
That they were pulling the plug?
Yeah.
I'm sure they'd have people there with cameras. Joan's last gasp. Can we? I think they would have people there.
Oh, there's an assortment of Jane Goodall stuff on here, too.
Oh, she's a nutcase. Met her several times.
I know. So have I. She makes a thing called Janie Baby Chimp Organic Sleeper.
Okay.
Where it has pictures of monkeys on the front of the kids' sleepers. There's all kinds of stuff here, John.
Yeah?
Yeah. Rosie the Riveter.
One of my favorites.
Get you a t-shirt.
Nice.
Pair of socks.
Oh, that'd be great.
"33 Things Every Girl Should Know About Women's History."
Okay.
No?
No?
I'm going to get you the Rosie the Riveter action figure.
Oh, I already have that.
Do you?
That and Isaac Newton and the Crazy Cat Lady.
Why does that not surprise me?
Yeah, well, you know.
You still looking for that Boba Fett figure?
Yes.
I keep looking every time I go into a store for you.
You're never going to see it.
Well,
actually, they're supposed to be reissuing it in another wave of figures, but
because I've
not seen it yet.
I've started to see different figures that I haven't seen before.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm always keeping my eye out. There's now like an Obi-Wan Kenobi, but like a Ewan McGregor one.
Yeah, that's been out for a while.
Has it? And yeah. They've also released a Jabba the Hutt.
Yes.
Like a big ass like box one.
Yes.
And a Biker Scout.
Yes, those are the two new ones.
With a speeder bike.
Yes.
Which, that looks pretty cool. I don't know how much they are, but
they're like $40. They're overpriced.
Are they?
Yeah, they're overpriced. I'm telling you that. For those last two. The regular figures are $20.
Yeah. But the new ones are bigger than the other ones. I mean, it looks like the speeder bike is actually like, you know,
life size?
No, it's not life size.
Oh.
But it's bigger than the, like, you couldn't take the other figures and put them on the bike.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. It looked bigger than that. But, yeah, I wouldn't pay $40 for that. Sorry.
No. Nope, I wouldn't either. There you have it.
And I'd say wait for MegaCon, but they're always overpriced too now.
They are. I mean, I keep my eye out there, but, you know. It's not something I'm going to die if I don't get it, you know?
We went to a bookstore. Yes, an actual bookstore.
Really? They have those still?
It wasn't Barnes & Noble and it wasn't Borders. It was Books A Million.
Okay.
And I found a Pacific Rim Jaeger figure that I had been looking for that I saw at MegaCon. And when we went back, it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this is Books A Million, so it's going to be like $40.
Yeah.
Because they're all $40 on the internet. And I've been keeping my eye on like Amazon and stuff. And like, if you want one in the package, it's $40. They had it for like $19.
Did you buy it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, holy shit. Yeah, I'm never going to find that again for that price.
Right.
Yeah, it was amazing. Like, the places you can find deals.
Exactly. Keep your eyes open. Let's see.
Since most of the toy stores are now gone.
Well, except for Toys R Us. And they only have crap.
Yeah. Well, being that there's absolutely no merchandise whatsoever for Guardians of the Galaxy. There's like three things and they all look like shit.
Yeah.
Somebody wasn't prepared. Uh-oh. You have an intense look on your face. You all right? Did you just shit your pants?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Joan Rivers die?
Not yet.
Oh.
Working on it. Working on it.
You sending text messages?
I am. I'm tweeting.
To Melissa going, hey, pull that plug.
Just trip over it.
We got a show to do.
Yeah, just trip over it.
Uh-oh. What is this, John? Oh, my. You need to put this on the Facebook page.
Yeah, I do. It's awesome. It's one of my favorite things. It's a little person. It's Vern Troyer dressed as a shark playing video games.
He's always posting pictures on Reddit.
Yes, well...
He's always
nothing else to do.
No, he's always at the top of the front page.
Well, good for him. At least he's still doing something.
Yeah.
Dressed as a shark.
And apparently, if you want to go see Rihanna topless in Brazil, you can click on that too underneath the picture.
Oh, that's awesome.
And what's interesting is like there's no story. It's just a picture of him dressed as a shark.
Yes.
The quote underneath the picture is a little weird, though.
Which is?
And this world has nothing more to offer me. We're good here. Robin Williams, wait up.
All right, there you go.
That's a little weird.
Maybe he's next. Maybe he'll off himself before Joan does.
Who, Vern Troyer?
Yeah.
Sure.
Could happen. As soon as I tweet him.
You're going to tweet him to kill himself?
I'm going to tweet him. Say, hey, this world's done with you. Move on.
Do everybody a favor. Go kill yourself. That's mean.
That's horrible.
That's mean, John.
I didn't say it. You did.
You meant it, though.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not. Did not.
Why you gotta be like that?
Because. That's the way it is.
Adult Swim's having an online marathon of Space Ghost Coast to Coast, if you're interested.
Ooh, quick. We should go right now.
Okay.
Should switch over.
In the middle of a sentence?
Yes.
Okay. Trying to see if there's anything else. What's the update on Joan?
Still alive.
Still alive?
Yep.
She's going to wait Melissa. Until after we're done in order to die.
Oh, as soon as we sign off, she's just going to go, eh. Or Melissa's waiting to see what she's got in the death the death poll. Come
is
on,
she,
Mom.
Is
two
she,
more hours.
Is she
two more
on
hours.
The, on the official list?
No. Well, everybody's on the list.
I know, but I mean, that one site that we went to that time? Let me see. Deathlist.net. I guess you can just type in a name, right? Joan Rivers. Did not find any matches. Look at that.
Maybe she's already dead. Maybe that's it. This is a ploy. This is like that movie Dave. Where the president's already dead, but they've found a lookalike. And with all that plastic surgery, how are you going to know the difference?
She actually died years ago?
Yes. That would explain the smell.
Yeah, she's not in the top 50 at all.
Oh. Well, good for her.
They need to get rid of some of these people because some of these people are dead, so they need to like move them off the list and move people up.
Yeah.
Kirk Douglas is 98.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's old.
Holy shit. Abe Vigoda, 93. Still on the list.
You think all these people on the Celebrity Death Watch are like looking at her going, come on, come on, do it, do it, do it.
Possibly.
Bump me off the list. Come on.
You never know, John.
No, you don't. Nope. You really don't. And life goes on.
There you go.
Obla-di, obla-da.
So as of the final moments of this podcast, Joan Rivers is still alive. If she dies after 4 o'clock on Sunday,
yes,
just know that we were holding out for it and it didn't happen.
Nope.
Nope. So if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page. Download the iPod app, the podcast app on your iPhone, and download us automatically. And every week we'll just pop up. And you can listen to us. Pop.
We'll just pop.
So let us know you're listening. And until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Yeah, you too.